Genesis chapter number 34. Nasa aklat tayo ng Genesis 34. So, just to review a bit of context to chapter 34, we covered covering the life of Jacob. And we only have about three chapters left, chapter 34, 35, and 36. Tapos, we're going to switch to the life of Joseph, magmula 37 hanggang 50. At complete na ang book of Genesis natin. So we learned about Abraham, the grandfather of Jacob. We learned about Isaac, kakaunti lang yung chapters ni Isaac, na tatay ni Jacob. And now we're learning about Jacob. And we only have 34, 35, and 36 for the life of Jacob. And we are switching to Joseph on chapter 37. 13 chapters on to chapter 50. And we have completed the life of Joseph. And now we are finished with the book of Genesis. So we're getting somewhere. We're getting somewhere. Now, Jacob, his life, you could basically say, started rough because of sin. Jacob deceived his father, and his mother was part of the deception. And Jacob deceived his brother, Esau. And Isaac didn't trust in the Lord. Rebekah didn't trust in the Lord. Jacob didn't trust in the Lord. Esau did not trust in the Lord. Everybody was bungled up in Jacob's life. And then Jacob met the Lord at Bethel. Back over in chapter, let's see here. Chapter 30, if I'm correct. Chapter 28. Genesis chapter 28. Nung umalis si Jacob sa tahanan ni Isaac dahil papatayin nga siya ni Esau at natuklasan ni Rebecca yung nanay niya. So, sabi ni Rebecca, umuwi ka na lang doon sa lungsod ko na lumaki ako doon, nandun yung uncle mo, yung kapatid ko na si Laban. At umuwi si Jacob doon sa Haran, ang tawag ng Bible geography doon, Padan Aram, pero Haran, sa Mesopotamia. And nung papunta siya doon, nag-stop siya sa isang lungsod at doon natuklasan niya yung bahay ng Panginoon, the house of God, Bethel, na kung saan si Abraham ay nagtayo ng altar sa Bethel 100 years before Jacob got there. Abraham was already offering an altar of worship to the Lord at Bethel. And now Jacob, on his way to Haran, stops at Bethel and meets the Lord. He sees the ladder. Nakita niya yung hagdan na nakikipagtungo yung langit sa earth. At yung hagdan na yan ay larawan ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Siya ang kaugnayan natin mula sa langit hanggang sa earth na ito. Na kung hindi mo kilala si Jesus Christ, hindi ka makakaabot sa langit. Pero dahil kilala mo si Jesus, siya ang ating tagapamagitan. Siya ang ating paraan papunta sa langit. At yon ang nakita ni Jacob. Tapos iniwan niya ang Bethel, pumunta siya sa Haran, nakilala niya si Laban, natuklasan niya yung anak ni Laban na si Rachel, at yun ang kinasal niya. At ngayon, hindi lang niya kinasal si Rachel kasi si Laban ay nagkasala rin kay Jacob. Linoko rin niya si Jacob. Si yung manloloko, linoloko rin ng tao. The deceiver was deceived when he woke up at the wedding night and discovered that he did not marry Rachel. He married Leah. And that began 20 years of service that Jacob gave to Laban. And then, of course, after 20 years, he left Laban and they agreed to part ways at Mount Gilead. Yes, over at Gilead, Mount Gilead. And Laban goes back home, and Esau comes to see Jacob, and they met, they talked around Mahanaim, the city of Mahanaim, And then, of course, Esau goes back home to Mount Seir, where he belongs, where his tribe belongs, his nation belongs, at Mount Seir in the south. Tapos ito naman si Jacob ay pumunta sa Succoth, tapos bumaba sa Shechem, at pero sinabihan naman siya ng Diyos nung nasa Haran siya, bumalik ka na sa Bethel. Come back to Bethel, sabi ng Diyos sa kanya. So, hindi siya sumunod. He stayed at Shechem. Kumbaga, yung Shechem, tuktukan, yung Bethel ay siguro yung Bambang or Wawa. Napakalapit lang. They were very close to each other. He should have just obeyed the Lord, but he did not. And he pitched his tent in Bethel, and he purchased property in Bethel, pitched his tent at Shechem, and purchased property at Shechem, and raised his family in the Canaanite land of Canaan. There's a danger. Pag ang Kristiyano ay hindi matatag sa pananampalataya at bubuhayin mo yung family mo sa outside of the will of God. Kahit naman saan ka pumunta, meron naman syempre mga unsaved, pero dapat ihanda mo yung sarili mo as a Christian na hindi ka mabubuhay na katulad ng unsaved. Okay? Christians should never live like the unsaved people live. Why? Because we are totally different. When we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit of God lives inside of us. And we have the wisdom of God, the light of His Word, the grace of God upon our lives. We should not live like the unsaved. And you need to be careful when you're raising your family in the midst of unsaved culture and unsaved society, that they would not be influenced. In Exodus chapter 34, verse number 1, and Dinah, the daughter of Leah. So yung kaisa-isang anak na babae ni Leah, si Dinah yon. Now, Jacob had 12 sons from 4 wives. And one daughter from Leah, and her name was Dinah. Now, if we do the math correctly, Jacob is about 100 years old at this point in his life, somewhere about 100. Dinah would be about 16 or 17 years old. Teenager si Dinah. She's just a teenager. And there's Ate Jocelyn. Papasukin natin si Ate Jocelyn. Oh, okay. Nasa kabila siya. Okay. And so she stayed over there. And she, look, the Bible says, and she went out to see the daughters of the land. Siyempre, curious naman si Dinah. Ano ba yung mga Canaanites dito? What are they like? What do they do? How do they behave? Oh, they're having a party. I want to be a part of that party. Dinah was not taught separation. Dinah was not taught how to be holy. Dinah was neglected by Jacob and Leah, neglected by her family. And so she was pulled by the world. And while she was in the Canaanite party, and the Canaanite culture is so wicked, very, very wicked. Eh, yung pamumuhay ng mga Canaanites ay napakalupit talaga, napakasama ang kanilang life. But na-influence si Dinah. So ano nangyari? Yung prinsipe ng Shechem ay si Shechem. Pangalan niya, pangalan din ng lungsod. At nagustuhan niya si Dinah. So anong ginawa niya? Rinate niya si Dinah. He practically raped Dinah. And defiled her. But he also fell in love with her and wanted to do the honorable thing. And even though he sinned against her, he wanted to marry her. And maybe add her to his wives. I can imagine that. So he goes to Jacob now. Yung tatay, pumunta siya kay Jacob. Sabi niya, Jacob, gusto kong pakasalan yung anak mo. Walang sinabi si Jacob, hinintay niya yung kanyang dalawang anak. na si Simeon at saka si Levi at saka si Reuben. Tatlo yung anak niya na nakarinig nito. So ang sabi ng dalawa niyang anak, si Simeon at saka si Levi, sabi nila, o sige, kung gusto mong magkasalan tayo, kailangan lahat ng mga men ng iyong lungsod magpatuli. Kasi yung pagtutuli ay simbolo ng covenant ni Jehovah God sa Israel. Sila lang yung nagpapatuli noon. At yung pagpapatuli noon ay simbolo na sila ay magiging pure at hindi sila magkakaroon ng pakikiapid sa mga Canaanites na nasa kanilang kapaligiran. Pero sabi ni Simeon at saka ni Levi, kung gusto niyong makiisa sa amin at pakasalan si Dinah, magpatuli lahat ng men. So sabi naman ni Shechem at saka ni Hamor, yung tatay ni Shechem, si Hamor, sabi ni Hamor, mapapagkakakitaan natin ito. Business transaction lang yan. Hindi naman yan. Sa kanila, religyoso simbolo yan ng Jehovah God nila. Pero sa atin, business lang. Magkakapera tayo. Biro mo, pakakasalan natin yung anak niya sa anak namin. Magiging isa tayo. Oh, maganda sa business yan. So ang isip ni Hamor, business. Ang isip naman ni Simeon at saka ni Levi, sabi dito, tingnan mo, verse number 13, and the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor his father deceitfully. Deceitfully, ibig sabihin, nagsinungaling si Simeon at saka Levi. Hindi nila hinahabol na makiisa sa Canaanites. Ginamit lang nila ito para maging plano para patayin yung mga lalaki ng lungsod na yan, para sakupin nila yung lungsod na yan at bawi nila si Dinah at kunin nila yung mga women, children ng Canaanite at gawing alipin at kunin nila yung kayamanan ng Canaan. So sa isip ni Hamor at saka ni Shechem, business lang. Pero sa isip ni Simeon at saka Levi, ito ay kasinungalingan, plano, military plan para i-take over nila ang Shechem. Dahil galit na galit sila sa ginawa ni Shechem sa kanilang dalagitang kapatid. Now, si Jacob naman. So anong nangyari, sabi ni Hamor tsaka ni Shechem, o sige, kakausapin namin yung mga lalaki ng lungsod at kami ay magpapasailalim sa pagtutuli at kami ay makikisa sa inyo. So kinausap nila yung mga lalaki, sila ay nagpatuli at noong ikatlong araw na silang lahat ay na hindi makakilos dahil masakit, pumasok si Simeon at saka si Levi at pinatay nila ang mga men ng Shechem. At ginawang alipin yung mga babae, yung mga anak, kinuha nila yung kayamanan ng Shechem. And Shechem fell into the hands of Simeon and Levi. So Simeon and Levi had a different agenda. Shechem and Hamor had a different agenda, but Jacob had a different agenda. Look at verse number 30. And Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, ye have troubled me. Naku, nagginambala niyo ako. Ang ganda ng buhay natin. May respeto tayo sa mga Canaanites. Nananahimik tayo dito. Siyempre, nangyari yung nangyari kay Dinah at saka kay Shechem. Pero bakit niyo pinatay yung mga Shechemites? Ngayon, mabaho na ang pangalan ko sa lungsod na ito. Mabaho na ang reputation ko, sabi ni Jacob. So, iba rin yung isip ni Jacob. Kay Jacob, mas importante yung kung ano yung iniisip ng tao patungkol sa kanya. Social. Socializer si Jacob. Political. Social. Yun ang iniisip ni Jacob. Yung isip niya, hindi rin kasing ganda ng isip ni Simeon and Levi. Sila, sinungaling. Saan kaya nila natuto magsinungaling? Ah, kay Jacob din. Where did Simeon and Levi learn to be deceitful? Daddy. See? So, ye have troubled me, just like Achan troubled Israel. Levi and Simeon troubled Jacob and made me to stink among the inhabitants of the land So Jacob was more concerned for his reputation than he was for his daughter. You see, this is terrible. Nobody in this chapter acted right. Again, Hamor and Shechem didn't do right. Levi and Simeon didn't do right. Jacob didn't do right. And God judges the Christian who doesn't do right. And so now they have to leave Shechem. So where does he go? Where does he go? Look at verse 35. Chapter 35, verse 1. And God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel. Nagbago ba yung will of God? No. Hindi nagbago ang will of God. It was God's will for Jacob to live in Bethel. Jacob was the one who decided to live outside of God's will and caused all this problem, all this trouble came from that. And so we learn that terrible, terrible lesson of Levi and Simeon's deceitfulness and Hamor and Shechem's profiteering, this business transaction, and Jacob's political, social desire for prominence. And in the midst of all this, Dinah was defiled. What a terrible thing. This is a warning to every Christian. Huwag tayong gumaya sa pamamaraan ng mga hindi ligtas. Pagdating sa kasalan, huwag kang magpakasal sa hindi mo kapananampalataya sa Panginoon. The restriction of marriage in the Bible is in the Lord. Marry the person in the Lord, not outside of the Lord. If they're not saved, they're not a prospect for marriage, for Christian marriage, you see. Now, Simeon and Levi, because they were bloody, Jacob had to deal with Simeon and Levi. So gumawa ng lumayo si Jacob kay Simeon at saka kay Levi. Ano nangyari sa kanila? Imbis na merong lupa na maging ari-arian ni Simeon, binigay ni Jacob yung lupa ni Simeon kay Judah. Simeon's land was given to Judah, his brother. And Simeon did not inherit a land. And so he was scattered in Judah. And Levi, he didn't inherit a land neither. Why? Because they were both bloody. Levi became the priest, and priests don't own a home in earth. And there's a powerful lesson there, but we won't explore that. But for now, go over to Genesis 49. Tingnan mo yung result of their bloody, the consequence of their bloody action. Genesis chapter 49, verse number 5 and 6. There are consequences to sin. Genesis chapter 49, verses 5 and 6. Simeon and Levi are brethren. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly, mine honor. Be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Cursed be their anger, verse 7, Genesis chapter 49, verse 7. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, for their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. So pagdating ng time na meron nagkakaroon na ng lupa yung mga tribo, yung 12 tribes, walang lupa na na-inherit si Simeon, nag-scatter na lang siya sa Judah, at wala rin lupa may inherit si Levi dahil sa ginawa nilang sin. And again, sin always has consequences. Now, tingnan mo ang verse 31. And they said, should he deal with our sister as and with an harlot? And they were not sorry for their sin. They did not repent that they killed the Shechemites. They were brazen in their sin, and God judged them as a result of that. We can be thankful as Christians that God is faithful to forgive us our sins. When we confess our sins before Him, God is faithful to forgive. Pero hindi siya magpo-forgive kung wala tayong repentance, kung hindi tayo nag-umaamin sa ating pagkakamali. But ang punto ng chapter 34, kahit na unsaved, katulad ni Hamor at saka ni Shechem, kahit na saved, na katulad ni Simeon at ni Levi at ni Jacob, ang plano ng Diyos ay hindi matitiwalag pa rin. God still graciously works with Jacob and Levi and Simeon and Reuben, and God deals with the family in spite or despite the unsaved and despite the saved who did not value the covenant of the Lord. God still has a plan. And in verse chapter 35, God calls Jacob graciously back to Bethel. And we'll learn next week, when Jacob obeys the Lord, we'll see what are the blessings. So today, the consequences of disobedience. But next week, the blessings of obedience. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to serve you, to learn from the Word of God. We ask, God, that you would bless us, Lord. Help us to apply the truths in Scripture as we're learning about Jacob and we're learning about our responsibility to obey you. Father, protect us, I pray. Bless everyone here as we go on our way. We love you and thank you, Lord, for your love for us and your blessing to us. Help us to confess sin and not live under the consequences of sin. We love you now in Jesus' name.